Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. To some who are confident of their own righteousness and look down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So far our text. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I've heard many sermons on this very text, this parable, and sometimes I wonder if the preacher really understands the irony of what he's doing. So today I want to preach the standard typical text on this sermon on this text, and then talk about the irony, and then give you the rest of the story. So let's start with the typical sermon. The typical sermon on this text focuses almost exclusively on the Pharisee, and then it points at you and says, you really are a Pharisee too. So it starts out talking about a Pharisee. In Jesus' day, the Pharisee was a smug, arrogant, pride-filled individual who just demanded to be at the center of attention in all things. Not all Pharisees, but many Pharisees. So, for example, the Pharisee was one who would associate only with the upper socioeconomic classes of his day. He would have absolutely nothing to do with the Gentiles and very little to do with the common working man, the poor people. He wanted to sort of stay in that upper middle class to upper class range. The Pharisee was a person who liked to dress not to glorify God or to please himself, but rather so that everyone else could see him with his long tassels and flowing robes. The Pharisee was a person who loved to stand in prominent places with prominent people present and make long speeches to be heard. And the Bible says that the Pharisee is someone who really liked the place of honor when it came to banquets. And this is the same person who liked to be greeted with honorific titles in the marketplace. So this is the way the Pharisee went around conducting his business outside of the church. But inside the church, it was no better. Inside the church, here's a person that loved the appearance of godliness and all the drama that went along with appearing pious. The Word of God in the Old Testament required that a person should fast once a year at the Day of Atonement. But the Pharisee was a person who would fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Now you might ask, why Mondays and Thursdays? Because Mondays and Thursdays were the main market days. Those were shopping days, and the streets were crowded. And so here comes the drama. This person would whiten his face, beshrivel his clothing, and walk around through the busy, crowded streets, giving the appearance that because he was fasting, he was almost ready to faint because he had no nourishment that day. The law of God in the Old Testament required that a person give 10% of the fruits of the fields and of the trees and 10% of the flocks and the herds. But the Pharisee was someone who gave 10% of everything he got. And not only that, he made everybody aware of it. And then he had the audacity to stand up in the front of the church and under his own breath to utter a prayer, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like that tax collector. So in the typical sermon, the pastor would get this far, and then he would say, "You don't like that Pharisee very much, do you?" And you'd say, "No." And then he'd say, "You are that Pharisee. You think about it for a minute. Those same tendencies flow right through you as well. You're a person who absolutely wants to stay within your own class and rub elbows with the best of people. You are a person who absolutely dresses in order to be seen. You are a person that wants to be right smack dab in the middle of the center of attention. Even in a conversation, you're the person who does the interrupting because what you have to say is more important than what everybody else has to say. Oh, yeah. You give this outward veneer of being very pious and holy, and take inventory of your own thoughts and words and deeds. You are that Pharisee. So repent, believe in Jesus, go in peace, amen, end of typical sermon. So what's the irony? The irony is that the Pharisee loved the limelight and the preacher gave him the whole limelight, even as a negative example. But let's not forget that this parable spoken by Jesus is one that theologians today call an example sermon or an example parable. It's to show us what is wrong and what not to do, but it's also there to show us what is right and how we are to be and to act. So let's now turn our attention to the rest of the story, and that is on this tax collector. And maybe he didn't even realize it, but he had his spiritual act together, the tax collector. But the tax collector stood at a distance and would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." He stood at a distance. He wasn't going to be around a lot of people that he might perhaps look better in comparison to this person, that person, you or them. No, he was by himself, absolutely alone, at a distance, because this wasn't about anybody else. This was between him and God. And he would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast. Look at his body language. There's no arrogance, there's no pride, there's no self-centered, there's nothing about, it's all about me and this man. Instead, there is humility, deep, sorrowful, repentant humility. Why? Because he realized how his sins must grieve the Heavenly Father. And he realized how his sins of thought and word and deed had created a barrier of separation between him and God. He's standing there by himself, not comparing himself to others, but comparing himself to the Almighty, the perfect God and sinful me. And he would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And that's the key. In spite of the sorrow and contrition and repentance this man had and the acknowledgement of his own sins, he still knows that there's someone he can go to for help. He prays. He doesn't despair. He prays. He doesn't pray for justice. For if he prayed for justice, he'd be damned. He prays for mercy. And you know our God is a God of mercy. He wants mercy. He does not want to get what he deserves, and he wants to get what he doesn't deserve. And that's exactly the God we have, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He went to Calvary's cross getting what we deserve, and that is the very punishment of hell itself for our iniquities. But Jesus was also on that cross making full satisfaction for us, whereby we could get what we don't deserve, and that is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, and a proper relationship with God. And that's what he's praying for. God, forgive me, a sinner. God, allow me a right relationship with you. So I encourage you today to put that Pharisee aside. Look at this tax collector. Humble yourself before the Almighty and realize that God is merciful to you, a sinner. And we pray, Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us for Christ's sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all. Amen. Depart in peace.